the Ingman is very close to Rabbi Zalman Auerbach. And he asked Rabbi Zalman Auerbach, he wanted to be misasek in halacha that Ingman. He asked him what halacha is to learn. So Rabbi Zalman Auerbach told him, Hilche Shabbos. So he told him, why? Because it's so chomor. He said, no, on them. For us. So Rabbi Zalman told him, every 7 days is Shabbos. All of your life, every 7 days, the Shabbos comes. So first you have to know what you have to do every 7 days. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Shabbos. Chazal zogen, matona toivo yesh li bebeis gnozai, v'Shabbos shmo. V'ani roitze litno le'Yisroel, lech bo idiem, z'gmor en Shabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a matona that is called Shabbos. And every Yid passes Shabbos over his life every 7 days. And a person could pass Shabbos, but the neshama in Shabbos he doesn't have. And a person could finish his life in Shabbos, could be one of the hechar hateg, one of the highest days in his life. The most kedusha diketog, shaitan's for him that all the shefa of the whole week comes from Shabbos. If a person knows how to keep Shabbos, all of his life could be under a life. So I want Be'ez Hashem, maybe the next couple of weeks together, to be working at the madrigas of Shabbos, from pshat, to drash, to oimek, to soid. There's all different mahalchim, how to get to the madrigas of Shabbos. And I say, Alamal, when you work at the Zinyanim, the matora is that when you'll be 90 years old, when you'll be 100 years old, Ye'elik Lech will say, you know, our grandfather, Bahem Shabbos, is, then you know you got to the place that we're trying to get. But if you don't start it, you never get there. The matora is that everyone knows Bahem Shabbos. As Ander sagt, bei ihm Shabbos is Shabbos. So we'll start. Chazal say, Mi she torach be'erev Shabbos, hu yoichal be'Shabbos. Ve'ichinu es asher yiviyu. Chazal tell us, Chazal teach us, from all different places, that the milas from Shabbos don't start from Shabbos. The milas from Shabbos start from mi she torach be'erev Shabbos, hu yoichal be'Shabbos. Mi she torach be'erev Shabbos, hu yoichal be'Shabbos. You have to have a achone for Shabbos. Shabbos is like a Shabbos amalko. Shabbos is like a queen. Like Shabbos amalko, it's a queen. The more you prepare for Shabbos, the more achonah that you have for Shabbos. When the Shabbos comes, you have the aliyah from Shabbos. If you come unprepared for Shabbos, you're missing a lot of the achonahs, a lot of the milas of the Shabbos. So if a person wants really bad to get to the Shabbos, to be zeicha together, and I'm saying, we'll go shlav by shlav. The first shlav that a person has to have is the achonah for Shabbos. Prepare himself for Shabbos, get ready for Shabbos. With the achonah for Shabbos, then he's zeicha for Shabbos. And he said, v'sheira sha'avoida is ma'arich, I don't know that. That be'etzem, in Sforim HaKadoshim state, that fimlal shishi be'etzem, is an Indian to sit and learn the whole night, not to stay awake, stam. It's worse, it's better to sleep. But the Indian is was Be'etzem, Tikkun HaBris and all that. There's all of the people that are Isaac in it. But Be'etzem, from Yom Chamishi by night, Be'etzem is the Achonah for Shabbos. Again, it's only if someone stays awake late and he sits and learns on them. It's not Indian time to have a little shishi. It's Alamol, you know, the Yitzhahor, Chapsan, to the Eli Gezachim, and people, Aber wir sehen alle geduschtige Sachen, die zu hören, ich habe es heilig. Aber die Yesod, what was called El Shishi, that people stayed awake, it was Yesod Be'ar HaKodesh, that was the Indian Pikabole, to stay awake the whole night, to sit and learn B'davke, Davke learning, nicht keine andere Sachen. This was the Indian for El Shishi. The Meister, the Ikar HaKodesh, where the person has to, is brought down in Sforim, where the person has to cut his nails, he said, Vesherish brings down one of the Chassidim that he met his friend Le'achar Me've'esrim and he had a big stain on his metzach, on his forehead, and he asked him why I have a stain, and he said, because I was not makpid to cut my nails Erev Shabbos Le'kot Shabbos. As every chosin, before his chosin that comes, his nails are cut and he's all done. No one before his chosin doesn't remember to cut his nails. A person coming to Shabbos Amalka, he has to cut his nails. It's also in Yonim al-Pisoid, but this in Yonim is going to go to Pipshat. Again, if he needs a haircut, is also likonos le Shabbos kshu menuval, is the Indian to take a haircut before Shabbos. And again, this is mikovet Shabbos. Then mikovet Shabbos is to rinse yourself. Again, it's the in Yonim to go to the mikveh of Shabbos. Kalechot ve'echot lefim in hogoy. But is the Indian avada to rinse yourself bechamim likovet Shabbos. And then all this in Yonim is the Indian to say Bepeh, the Kovet Shabbos Kodesh. These are the Dvorim HaPshutim. There's another Indian to prepare food for Shabbos. I know a Bacher will say it's not so Negeah to him. But we'll start, if someone is not a Bacher, Lamazon. So to prepare, his Rebbetzin prepares, but to prepare, בעצם, צמישכן מיין החידוש סי גמורה. רוב המלאך שיבוסה, רב זעיר המחריך רישה. It doesn't stay because he was married, yeah? Because he was married, when he had a lot of avodim. When he's married, it's like, but you're not married. When he had 100 people to do it, what's the difference? But even so, זה שוכנוך זה הלוכה, השתדל כל אודם להוך נצוח שבס בעצמוי, שזהו מקבודו של השבס. Shulchan Aruch learns that it's mikovet from Shabbos to prepare. As an Indian to prepare. And it was a tekufa. I took it myself to try to prepare, you know, to do one thing like kovet Shabbos, one food. Doesn't make a difference. If I'm a guest somewhere, I go into the kitchen, I need to do something like kovet Shabbos. And the food. And if there's nothing more to do, so I asked if I could pick up the chunt, take it off the fire and put it back. I do the ganze chunt. Remember, I went once to Shabbos Shabbos Brochas by my mishpoche. It was in a hall somewhere. And I said, I have to prepare the food for Shabbos. I told them, I'm very sorry, but you know, everything is catered. It's really, you know, it's the place of the cater, the hotel, the hallway. I said, I'm going back home. I said, I have to prepare. Bekitzah, they called the Balach Sanya. Bekitzah, they opened the keys, we got to the place. And the Mai said, the fire was off and a mistake. So I was like, I had to prepare the ganze food to cover Shabbos. But a person has decided, I'm preparing Lekovet Shabbos. I'm preparing something Lekovet Shabbos. So sometimes by a bocher, maybe it's not so negeah. But a bocher could. Some bocher likes to eat a veifel for Shabbos. So he buys himself a veifel, a rogale. Some of them likes Lekovet Shabbos. But in the timing of Shabbos, if they're achil of a shtir, he's makpit to mesada something Lekovet Shabbos. Again, remember, I want that you'll get to you when you're 90 years old and you're sitting there in the wheelchair and your kids and your ainik lachno over the zayin of machan epis lekovet Shabbos and they bring him mechves the tomato and he cuts it a little bit. Then you know, oh, everyone knows he has to do something lekovet Shabbos. I'm saying, say a gemore, rov machich reisha, rab zayin machich shibuta. The gemore says that this is the tzura of a kovet Shabbos. Shezel mikvoido shel Shabbos. And it's a whole seif in Shulchan Aruch. It's a whole seif. Ve'af im yesh le'avodim v'shvochis yishtadel be'atzmoy lehochin tzorech Shabbos. That's in the Shulchan Aruch, right? It doesn't have to be dafka food. You could put a tablecloth in the room to cover Shabbos. You could do epis. Put on candles to cover Shabbos. To do epis to cover Shabbos, but to be makpi to do it yourself. I want to tell you, in all of these inyanim, what I found, sharing together, the more a person sticks to the halachas, but be'etzem is halachas. What I'm saying now is a seif in Shulchan Aruch. We're not speaking on hecher einyonim. But you decide to take the hecher einyonim and to follow it with halachas that exist. God, the nails exist, to take a shower exists. Bechamim, always halachas mefurash b'shulchan aruch. I'm not saying we'll get back to the inyonim, the malachim, the srofim. But that's the pshutim shel dvarim. To prepare food lekavod Shabbos, to have a tircha by yourself to prepare. You say lekavod Shabbos kodesh. When you're in your own house, Chazal says even from Tameo, there's an inner to taste the food of Shabbos, to see that it's good. And so again, the Zalbi Yasoid, the person has to cater for the king. I was once with Vinitzer Rebbe, in the mikveh. So the Gabbe came, and I saw him, the Chassidim didn't go in, but the Gabbe came, and the Gabbe went into the water and came out. And the Rebbe came in. So I asked the Gabbe, so why the Gabbe went in? He said, because maybe the water is too hot, maybe the water is too cold. So I go in to check the water before the Rebbe goes in. It was old already. He started to be sick. In the old days, he went, I think the other visions of Rebbe would go in the cold water in the Nafka. But when he was older already, so I learned a madrega. The Rebbe would go in, someone has to go in to check it from inside. You know, you don't check. You take off your clothes, it goes into the water, oh, it's ready. That's what Shein Chazal to Amir Chaim Zochum. I'm going to prepare food for Shabbos. I want the Shabbos to be mamish like I like it. So I have to taste it for Shabbos. To see if it has the right taste. If it has the right taste, I know it's good. If it doesn't have the right taste, I know it's not good. Again, all of these are ba'atzim, chitzonis di kepeulis, that make you to get ready to cover Shabbos Kodesh, that you're preparing for Shabbos like Shabbos is a malka. And again, even if a person doesn't understand the kavonis that he's mechaven, but first to do the trokenek peulas, the peulas k'moy shehem. Again, a person makes himself a list. These are the things that he does like on Shabbos. Cuts his nails. He's sure that he has a haircut ready for Shabbos. He has different clothes like on Shabbos. He prepares a special clothes like on Shabbos. He doesn't wear the same clothes weekday and Shabbos. I know everyone has Shabbos clothes. Yeah, but some people are more. Shabbos goes a little bit dirty. He wears the Shabbos suit 3 days into weekday. Yeah, this can mark me that Shabbos will be Shabbos and weekday will be weekday. All of these, the halachas, if they are chone lekovet Shabbos. If he prepares himself lekovet Shabbos, he's getting ready for Shabbos. Then he prepares food lekovet Shabbos. He's mesadach, as I'll say, shulchon imutzah, mitas mutzas, everything is set and nice lekovet Shabbos. This is the achone far Shabbos. And I'm saying, this is out of Mishatorach Be'erev Shabbos, who yoichal b'Shabbos. This is the first achone that a person has to do l'kovet Shabbos. The second achone that a person has to do l'kovet Shabbos, we're holding the violin Erev Shabbos. The Gemara brings down, Yoishev u'metzape likras ha-Shabbos. Is the inner what we call Tosfos Shabbos. Chazal say, Yoshev u'metzape likra Shabbos. Person gets ready before Shabbos, all dressed for Shabbos, and he waits for Shabbos. The person has to know that hachone, when a person sits and waits lekovet Shabbos, before Shabbos comes, this hachone before Shabbos comes, this is be'etzem likra Shabbos lechu v'neilcho. Again, it's medina de gemore tois for Shabbos. But it's not only stab that's medina de gemore. This be'etzem, Yosheirish is marich on his way. This is be'etzem the whole inyan of kovet Shabbos, that you wait for the malka to come, and when you do it in such a achone, the whole Shabbos is a different Shabbos. I'm saying a person has to take on himself, chalila v'chas, for not speaking on people that mamish to the last minute. But when a person decides by him Shabbos is a ander zach, he takes lichtbenchen at least from lichtbenchen, or at least 10 minutes before, a half an hour before. He takes on himself. I don't do melacha. Shabbos, 6 o'clock, 5:30. I don't do melacha. I'm ready. I go to shul and I'm sitting and I'm waiting for Shabbos. Hota achon lekovet Shabbos. It's only a shaila v'hergel. I think it used to, it's not so hard. What is the right that it's not so hard? When everyone at 6 o'clock is ready. No one does melacha after Shabbos. So because you're ready, 6 o'clock is the time for Shabbos. You don't do melacha. you mindset yourself that a half an hour before you're not doing a melacha, so half an hour before you're not doing a melacha. But this is what the person has to recover. A half an hour before, he doesn't do melacha. This is Likra Shabbos, Lichu V'Neilcho. Salamol, I had a Maisa Amol. I was in America, it was years ago, 5 years ago, I think. It was Erev Shabbos. So I normally, I'm a Koyer, so I can't take the flight. I can't take a flight from JFK by night or by day because they have Mason. Take the Mason with them. So what they do, so the only flight that a Kohanim could take if they want to use the Lal is from Newark, afternoon, 2:30 afternoon, is a flight that doesn't take Mason. It's not in Newark Bichlal, it's not so much Yid in that area. It's more, Anders also mentioned Alton. So Bemele, the Kohanim could go. So it was Yom Chamishi, I was 3 weeks away from home. I scheduled my flight, Yom Chamishi afternoon. I come to the airport. And they said, we're sorry as a delay. So mamish, after the tkufa, I was decided, you know, Likra Shabbos, Lechu V'Nelcha, I'll be ready half an hour before Shabbos. For Lichbenshin, I will not do a melocha. Doesn't make a difference what will happen, even if I'm not ready. Half an hour before, I'm not doing a melocha. It's a delay. 2 hours delay. So I make a cheshbon. Instead of arriving 6 o'clock in the morning, we'll arrive 8 o'clock Friday morning. Shabbos was afternoon, it was like around 6:30. 8 o'clock is okay. I'm waiting a little bit more in the airport, and again the guy comes out. I'm really sorry. It's another delay, another 3 hours. 8 o'clock, 11 o'clock. I would never take a flight at 11 o'clock, but I'm already in the airport. My wife is waiting. No. I said it's a holy ghost, like a slice of the salami, you know. Say that. Okay, I'll take the flight. We wait another hour. We're really sorry. It's another delay, another 2 hours. Cheshbon arriving 1 o'clock, it's after Chatzos, the Ramos Zog, that if you go to Eretz Yisrael, if Efshar Shayom Yiyofa, you're allowed to go, I have Chalas and wine, to be Yitzhak Shidduch from Biur Aloche. Said, I'll take the flight, my wife is waiting, Shalom Beise, you know, said it, and another slice in the salami. And then, Peter, we see it's a whole tumult in the airport, and we see all the, you know, craft, everyone is leaving the airplane, the kids are, someone gets up there, we're really sorry, we found the problem, something is broken, Dalton. We're bringing a piece from JFK over, and we'll fix it, and we'll let you know shortly when we're leaving. So, they get up, we're leaving 1 o'clock by night. Because I go to check it in the computer. Arriving Tel Aviv, Ben Gurion, around 6, 6.15, Erev Shabbos. I think Shabbos was 6:30. Kitzer was not shy to take the flight. So all the Frum people decided, you know, they're not taking the flight. The Friar people, Kitzer. Everyone there is separating. And this lady comes over to me. She has my unison captain. I said, yeah. I'm allowed to take the flight. I said, you keep Shabbos? She said, yes. Kosher. So what is the Shaila? No, my husband told me to ask you. So I explained to him what is the Shaila. She said, I'm with a group here from 50 kids. Birthright. It's a group. Kids, they're not Shema Shabbos, Mamish, Gomish, one of these bad groups. Yeah, Mamish, Kenanish can Shema Shabbos. They never kept Shabbos in their life. Now they have an offer to come to Eretz Yisrael. If they come to Eretz Yisrael, could be they'll be frum, could be not. If we cancel this flight, Birthright doesn't like religious dachem, they will never give us different flights. All these 50 kids go kaput, chaval of them. Lemaise, we arrived before Shabbos, and Elal promised us to put us in a hotel in the building of the airport. Till today, I never found a hotel. But Elal told us they'll put us in the building. Goy will take off the suitcases and we'll put you in the building. So she wants to know, you're allowed to take the flight? You're not allowed to take the flight. So I said, call over all the kids. They called over all the kids. And I told them, listen, is a shaila if to take the flight or not? They're 20, 25 years old. And I said, listen, there's a rabbi that is called Rabbi Belsky from the OU. I don't know if you know, but I told him like a circle and a half a circle inside. If all of you agree to follow what he says, I will track him down, and we'll call him. And what he will ask him, this is what we will do. Kids, we had a vote. Everyone voted Belsky. And the kids, I called him, it was already 10 o'clock, 10:30 in the evening. He was in the mountain saying a dafayomi. His rabbi said, I said, I need him, I'm tachuf. He said, take the phone, walk into the dafayomi. I said, tachuf shaylana. She sent the phone over, he picks up the phone, kids it back and forth, he passes, you're not allowed to take the flight. Kids it, we pass, you're not allowed to take the flight. So these kids tell me, listen, Rabbi, he said, we know what will happen now. You will go to Bar Park, Flatbush, Lakewood. We came from Miami, Moyaco, all these interesting places. We don't know where to go to. If you're promising us you're staying with us in the airport the whole Shabbos, we're staying. If not, we're going into the plane. I said, deal done. I'm here for the whole Shabbos. I'm not moving away. I'll be with you the whole Shabbos. So the pilot comes out and he says, no, go inside. The kids said, we decided we're keeping Shabbos. We're not going. He said, I will fly quicker. I heard later, Sido has a musik, but he did it after. I'm not going in after. Just it costs much more gas. The most expensive thing in a plane is gas. When they go quicker, it's about double the price. This is the reason they don't do it. It's not because they can't do it. But the English can have community. So the kids, I told him, he said, listen, if you don't let these kids to go on, I have to take off their suitcases. But there's 3 hours delayed, I'll for sure be Michal Shabbos. Like this, אני מגיע לפני שבת. אתה עושה שאני יום אחד על שבת. אתה עושה גמור, אני תאו לראש ויומוס, שמח נשתס. You're not allowed to fly now, but you're telling me because of me, אני תאו לראש ויומוס. I'm not מחויב, we're not flying. Because he said, listen, if you don't fly with me, I will be sure that I will never give back no one the money. Because we're coming before Shabbos, you'll not get back the money. I told this kid, listen, you decided to keep Shabbos, this is the Yitzhahor now. Just be strong. First time in your life you decided to keep Shabbos, the Yitzhahor doesn't want you. Keep Shabbos. He's yelling. I'm yelling back and forth. He got so angry. He ran to the plane, closed the doors, and flew away. With the suitcases, with the luggage, with the hand luggage, with everything. We were left with garnished. Garnished. Only what the people were wearing on themselves, yeah? Shabbos also how much they were wearing, yeah? So given, Olum Yotzosi Mibetim Olum, Mamish, garnished. Erev Shabbos, left in the airport with nothing. Mamish, nothing. We came after Tetz Yisrael, everything was piled in Ben Gurion, like in a big pile. Risha Shenke Dugmas. But Nishnef Kamina. Okay, so we left in the airport with garnished. So, you know, called back and forth. We were put in the Ramada Inn in Newark Airport. There's a hotel that's called Ramada Inn. Not so fancy hotel. Hala Dalton, Andersot mentioned, you know, big Schwab mentioned, you know. No one was white. The mamish, garnish. We put there, we come. We were put in all different rooms. 50 people. I get up in the morning and I see I can't open my eyes. I didn't realize when I was mekama myself to stay with this group, you know, nishkin shem v'tei or mitzvahs, you know, I was busy, you know, fighting. You know, I didn't see. I'm handling 50 nishkin shem v'teis. Because I called my rebbe, it was mamish a couple minutes before Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. I said, listen, I promised to stay with them. Chkenisht. Salava al divrateira to stay. He told me, you're promising, it's chil Hashem, you have to stay. It doesn't make a difference if you have a minion, if you have a sefadeh, if you have what to eat. You have to stay in the place. So if I have to stay in the place, I will stay in the place. Because I called someone to learn me, Amol. I told him, please tell your wife to cook a Shabbos, book yourself rooms in the hotel, and please come for Shabbos to stay with me, and bring a sefadeh with you. Then I called another guy. I told him, please bring me 10 bochim from Lakewood. But bochim that don't want to do kiruv. They can't talk to no one, only to me. Mischaibis. You only could come if you're not talking chazuch nishkin kiruv. That's the atzis ha-yaitzah that bochim will do kiruv. Every bochim does kiruv, that means the yitzah hori chaptim. Tafkis my bochim is to learn. Kiruv is maybe, pshach says alamol, teiro, chupo, maisim, toivim. Don't do maisim, toivim before you chupo. So Rav Shach said, teiro, chupo, maisim, toivim. The yitzah hori tells you fakel. But anyways, the kids are, they come to the place, you know, we got kosher food for them, you know, for Hashem there, we got from Lakewood closed packages. Kids are, I go over to the manager of the hotel, he was the only Vaisayid Dalton, he was from Italy, got it, Mr. Pakela's name was, and I go over to him, I said, listen, I'm the rabbi of the group, I need to make a Shabbos, you know, if you can help me, he says, what you need, I'll help you. I said, I need to kosher some ovens. Food. No problem, we call the chef. I need a separate dining room and I need a room to make a shul. You know, they stelled everything very nice. So then we had a problem. One of the problems was that, you know, you can't lock the doors because in the merit they have the cards. So you had to leave the doors open. So the problem was where to put a sefer Torah. Where we'll put a sefer Torah? If we put it in the room and we go down, So someone could take the Sefer Torah. So I come into his office and I said, listen, we have here the real Bible. You know, what we got 2,000 years ago. And I said, it's two problems. It's very expensive and it's very holy for us. So we don't have a place to put it. If we could leave it in his office, he has like an office that is open 24 hours, the manager's office. If we could put a table in here. He called his workers right away, they bring a table, they put a tablecloth, they put flowers around it. You know, I felt I was like in Arsina, you know. Chosel Teir Alevekoima. He puts the Sefer Torah inside. I'm about to go out the room, I get like a little tap on my back. Rabbi, I could ask you a question. Say, it's very nice to us. So when no one is around, I'm allowed to peek. I want to see what is inside. No one will be around. I'm telling you, Rabbi, no one will see. I'm allowed to, I'm not allowed. I do myself, because you're allowed to bring the Sefer Torah to such a place. You know, three days, yes, not. I'm not going out to the Shilas. But the guy will start to touch it. So I told him, I'll tell you the truth. Our religion doesn't let no one from not our religion to touch it. But because you're so nice to us, I want to tell you a secret, but you know, don't spread it around. Sometimes when you open it without permission, it buzzes very strong. So just be careful. You know, from that minute, he didn't come close to the table. He didn't know how close, you know, how close you come. It starts to buzz. I want to come to the point. Lel Shabbos, everyone was one mile in this whole thing that these kids felt. And I said, you know, I was Meisel Nefesh with them. They knew I could have gone away. So Lel Shabbos, we had a minyan. So before Kabbalah Shabbos, I got up to speak. So I said, we say Likras Shabbos Lechu V'Neilch. What is the Pshat Likra Shabbos Lechu V'Neilch? Pshat is, I heard this Pshat, I was 2 days before I heard this Pshat from someone there. Sometimes a person comes to visit his friend. He doesn't know he's welcome or he's not welcome. If you come and someone is waiting for you outside, you're welcome. If no one is waiting, but the door is not closed, Efshar Yeh, Efshar Nish. If you come, the door is closed. Vice versa, you're not welcome. Shabbos comes. Sometimes, someone waiting outside 2 hours before Shabbos. Likra Shabbos. Shabbos knows she's welcome. She comes in with the ganzes up. Some people, you know, like they jump out the shower at the last minute. Shabbos is not so sure. She is welcome, she's not welcome. But is people that, I said like all of you last week, you know, you went, wait, you're playing. Shabbos comes. She knows she's not welcome. I said, we have the first time in your life. I said, no one said Kabbalah Shabbos in this place before. You told Shabbos you want to keep Shabbos not an hour before, not 2 hours before, not 5 hours, not 12, 24 hours before you decided to keep Shabbos. And not only that, you gave up on a trip to Israel. You don't know if you're getting back your tickets yet. You know how Shabbos feels close to us this Shabbos? You know what it means to Shabbos, how much we showed Shabbos that we love her? Maybe this Shabbos, that we showed Shabbos, that we love Shabbos so much, we'll try to keep the rules of Shabbos together. So I will teach you quickly the rules of Shabbos, and we'll try to do it together. I said, you know, we're not using the elevators. We open all the emergency doors. I said, you're not allowed to carry outside the hotel. It's Shabbos. Not in front of the light, we're not smoking, all the halachas of Shabbos. So if your door gets stuck, you go down to the desk. Ready? I told the guy, if you come, you say the door is closed, he knows to come to open it. And we started all the halachas of Shabbos. And I showed him, you know, we have two doors here, two doors there, all the emergency doors were open. I want to come to the point. Lel Shabbos, 2 o'clock by night, I felt a little bit of responsibility. The man said, I told these kids not to close the doors, to leave the doors open when they went down. You know, you have that in Ale Grace, you know, it's Mamish and Sakone. Who knows who they met when they came back to the rooms? I said, I have to go to check that everything is okay in the hotel. I was in the 5th floor. When I get out of my bed, I go to the emergency steps. I don't know if you know, but emergency steps are not pleasant to go, even by day, even in a normal place. Yeah, for sure not 2 o'clock by night in New York City. It's very not pleasant. But, you know, I felt it's the right thing I have to do. I'm starting to go down the steps, and I hear someone is coming up on the other side. I know I can't run away. David, the Rebbeinu Shalom, I did it only with Chvoitcho. At least Kever Yisrael. If I die here, no one will find me. At least Kever Yisrael. So, you know, as my mishpocha, I have a wife, at least Kever Yisrael. You know, I started to walk slower. He also walks slower. I walk very slow. He also walks very slow. Kids, in the middle of the way, I meet two kids from my group, 18 years old, holding hands, shivering, exactly like me, yeah? Tell me, Rabbi, are we keeping Shabbos for the first time? I want to tell you, Leinyonenu, Motzei Shabbos, it's the whole Shabbos, I could say the story for hours, what happened the whole Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, I knew, my tafkin, I didn't come to the world to do kiruv. I came to the Torah to learn. So I forced myself, Motzei Shabbos, not to take no name, to daven, to forget everyone, not to remember the names. You know, was that lady that was in charge. Anyway, she would follow with them. Motzei Shabbos, Rabbeinu Tam, I made Avdoleh, and I went to the airport. And the way we decided that there will be another flight, and a flight later, we decided with a group of a flight. I finished. I forgot all about it. And I daven to Hashem, that I will not remember them, that I will not keep. I never gave them my name, no following. Rabbeinu Shalom, I did my part. I knew if to start to do kiruv with these kids, stopping to learn for the next 5 years. Two and a half years ago, I was in America for Shabbos. And I was eating somewhere, and someone comes over and tells me, you're Nissen Kaplan? I say, yeah. Nork? I say, yeah, Ramada Inn, right? He tells me, I'm one of the people in the group. I want to tell you, we came to Eretz Yisrael the day after it, and because this Shabbos, 98% of us stayed in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem with Shabbos, became frum, didn't go back home. What one Shabbos could do to a person. What one Shabbos could do to a person. And I felt then that one of the presents that Hashem gave me was, because I decided then, you know, I'm not Michal Shabbos. I'm not Michal Shabbos. I'm halting Shabbos before Shabbos. I want to do Likra Shabbos L'chu V'Neilcho. So Hashem gave you a grace ha'ofen to Mekayim Likra Shabbos L'chu V'Neilcho. So I'm saying, the first yesod is to have the right achona to come ready for Shabbos, dress for Shabbos, before Adlokas Neiris, about B'Kvias. The person doesn't have to Mekabel now for all of his life. He can Mekabel now till Pesach. Till Pesach. About 10 minutes before Licht Benchim, fine, but he's not doing Malocha. It doesn't make a difference. Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll start the Avodah if the Shabbos Kodesh.